and his sandaled feet felt suddenly cold. "Well enough," he said, clearing his throat. "What can I do for you, Robert?"
"I'm calling to tell you that Gil Shannon has run into some serious trouble in Paris."
"I'm awfully sorry to hear that," Hagen said, a thin smile coming to his lips as the blood began to flow again. "But I'm no longer with the White House. Why would I be interested in anything having to do with Chief Shannon?" Pope chuckled.
"Well, I know how closely you and Lair have been following his career."
Pope's cheerful demeanor sent a chill down Hagen's spine. "I don't know what you've been told, Robert, but I..."
"Gil's out of France," Pope said, his tone suddenly icy. "So if I were you, I'd start looking for a cave to hide in."
Hagen's mouth went dry. "Listen, you don't... Who the hell is Lair?"
"You should be running," Pope answered, "instead of standing there in the lobby wearing that ridiculous hat."
The line went dead, and Hagen turned around, searching the lobby for anyone resembling Robert Pope. He spotted a security camera on the wall above the desk. "Is your security system connected to the internet in any way?" The concierge glanced up at the camera, a puzzled look on his face.
"I don't know, senor. I don't think so. Why, is something wrong?"
"No," Hagen said, his paranoia.